Blog Talk Radio.
Right now you listen to a worldwide exclusive for your man DJ Ball Tuna. Fuck in. Shit's real.
Ballin' like 23.
Bando music, you bitch.
I'm ballin' like 23.
Ballin' like 23 summers.
23.
I'm over 23 summers. I got some rats in the bench. I was just working on hunting. Come to the hood with some drama. I come with that bitch with the drama. I'm ballin' for 23 summers.
23.
I'm over 23 summers. Ballin' like 23 summers. I put a 23 summer,
23.
I got some racks in the bank. I put the work in the heart. Come to my room with some drama. I want all that bitches to drink. I put a 23 summer. Call it like 23 summer.
I got that dope.
A young nigga 23.
That
I got them back with a still and
you sleep on your bitch.
You up in my heart, but sit down for the 23.
They come on a scale.
Loving this shit.
Feeling like Moolabi.
Debbie's a lubricant.
I hit the lottery.
Bought me a field. Don't break down the shell.
Stop it with cottage cheese.
Tommy, my boxes is shipping some perkins.
I'm breaking up broccoli.
Don't come to my hood. We all on that shit. Chop, chop on little things.
23.
Coffee on 23. That chopper on 23. That carbon on 23. That purpose on 23. Come to the hood, they turned up us on 23.
Right now, you listen to a
I just do my thing, and if whoever want to hop on, they can.
So in school, did you do talent shows? Did you do?
Oh yeah, dance. Yeah, I did dance in high school. Music, talent shows, all that. Anything I could get into that had to do with art, I was there. I was also in a marketing program, DECA. So, you know, business minded also.
that's wonderful to see. You're a strong Black woman, business-wise, marketing, you know, handling her business. You know, we all as women have to stand together,
right.
Come together,
yes.
You know, support each other, you know, because we all see everyone supporting the celebrity that's already rich, but we don't want to be a support person to, you know, support the people that's here.
Right.
Starting from the bottom, trying to get to where they want to be in life. So,
yeah.
I'm honored to be here interviewing you today. And I like your name, Charlaine.
Thank you.
Your name,
I'm named after both of my grandmothers. My first name is my dad's mom, and Christine is my mom's mom. So, Charlaine Christine. And that's my name, and that's my stage name. Well, Christine is my middle name. So,
Who do you feel like on stage? Do you feel like Beyonce, Rihanna, Sierra?
I kind of feel like Charlaine
yourself.
And Christine.
I know you feel like yourself, but you know what I'm saying?
Nobody. I just, yeah, I feel like me all the way. Charlaine, Christine. I've never, you know, met anybody else with that name, so I'm me. But I do love Beyonce and Rihanna. They all kill it. So.
Well, I was going to ask you, you said that Prince was one of your influences.
Yes.
Any female R&B influences today that you feel, because right now in the R&B game is primarily male.
Yeah, definitely.
Is there any up and coming that you're listening to, any artists, female R&B artists?
August Alsina and... Oh my God. I love a lot of new people. It's a lot of Bryson Tiller. I don't even want to talk about him. My man might get jealous.
No, you can talk about him.
No, I'm just kidding. But no, but definitely Bryson Tiller. I love him. He's dope. I'm ready to hear some new stuff from him. In August.
Is there anybody that for you is in the
army
for your age that you look up to?
I wouldn't say nowadays, no. I would go back.
Oh, that's
and I would say like Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey. I love Mariah Carey. You know, strong, those strong women with those strong voices. I definitely look up to them.
I love Mary J.
Oh, yes, Mary J. Blige. I grew up on Mary.
Window pane.
But I would say Mariah Carey.
Because
soul, I love the soul music.
I wanted to get a little bit into Put It Down, your single that you... And what was like, everybody stopped and listened. It was
oh,
like...
Oh, goodness.
She's
amazing.
It's totally different,
totally
refreshing. I think
she would
be the first female solo artist that has won United CLA.
Wow, that's an accomplishment.
It is an accomplishment. And
I can put that on my resume.
Any of the ladies that have won the first single,
R&B. Are my best friends.
My brain is just not working.
It's good
together.
To see that
Akron,
yeah, you're from Akron. They knew you were from Cleveland.
Right. Yeah.
Who's that?
Right.
Tell us a little bit about the single Put It Down. What was the concept behind it? Where did it come from?
Put It Down is so for your relationship, and you have to get, you know, put it down on your man or your girl and make them stay with you, you know, as far as the sexual relationship goes.
Go ahead and whirl from your
ears
and introduce
us
to the world, and then we'll come back and
you'll
talk a little bit more.
Okay, here's my hot single, Put It Down. Y'all better get hip.
I'm all too, because I ain't
doing no recording. I wanna, I gotta put it down.
Stand up, now fucking with DJ Ball. Get it poppin'.
This shit right here is exclusive.
I know every girl needs love, but you're the only girl I dream of. And every time we link up, we never get enough making love.
Since day one, she was so cold when I seen her had to say something. When I was young, I was scared of the L word. Little Nina loud, so you know I put an L first. We be kissing and touching in public, just like a crap will be all in your stomach. Man, she be claiming the dick like she loves it. What she be losing her mind when she come? Miss screaming like, miss screaming like. Okay, hold on, wait a minute, let me jump back in it.
Cause I don't start nothing if I don't intend to finish. Tonight I'll be a genie, baby. Tell me what you fantasizing. By the time on the counter in the kitchen with no need for reminiscing. Tonight I'm on a mission. Full body massage, keep the fingers in the licking. Keep it gone for a minute. Hope your friends ain't tripping. You been gone for a minute. Hope your man ain't tripping. But don't worry, girl, you cool. You a trap, though. VIP backstage, baby, at the back, though. Don't worry, girl, you cool. You a trap, though. VIP backstage, baby, at the back, though. Get the back, though.
Say my name,
Jaleesa.
I don't know what it is, but every time you say it, I just go insane. Call me, I'll come in a hurry. You know I ain't got
this
no
love
way.
Is,
love is off the chain. Got me all strung out, I can't get enough.
There's nothing
they can say. You know I'll be on my way.
You're the only girl I dream of. And every time we link up, we never get enough making love.
Enough for making love like, love like.
Most incredible, baby.
Tell me a little bit about your motivation and what started you to doing your music, and, you know, you're here, so, you know, tell me something.
Well, my mother, well, basically my family, you know, they were really big on music. So, you know, I would hear music all the time. So, you know, really, I was a football guy. So, music wasn't even, you know, it wasn't even my thing at first. I've been playing football since I was nine. So, you know, once music came along, it kind of came along naturally. And the first time I rapped, it was in middle school, and we had like a little rap battle. It was pretty cool, but, you know, everybody was liking it. Like, you're pretty young, but, you know, you're pretty good. So, you know, it was just something that I didn't really take serious back then, because football
was your passion.
You know, so.
What position did you play?
I played cornerback.
Quarterback.
So, yeah. So that's really been my big thing. I've actually still been playing. You know, I haven't let the game go yet. You know, kind of hard to let it go. But music is just a big thing. So
you still, are you still playing football?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where? Like, what?
I actually play semi-pro for Cleveland Cobras right now.
Okay.
So, you know, it's just doing double duty, doing music. And,
so,
you know, playing football.
Music is your passion.
Yeah, actually, they both my passion. You know, I got a love for both of them. So, you know, God blessed you to be able to do two different things. So I figured, you know, you got to capitalize on the opportunities that you have instead of just picking one over the other.
And the Cleveland Cobras, are they arena football or regular?
It's regular football. You know, it's just fun, man. There's a lot of guys that actually played in the league that I play with. Like Pierre Woods, he was Glenville, then he played with the Patriots. My guy Dave Duncan, you know, it's a lot of guys I grew up playing with. So, you know, just doing double duty music and football. So that's just my recommendation.
Okay, I see here in your bio that some of the artists in the industry. AZ, CNN, Nas, just a few, Bone Thugs and Harmony. Mm-hmm. what songs from, you know, because I love Bone, even though, you know, they ain't make, put nothing out. But what was, like, one of your favorite songs that Bone does and Harmony made?
Oh, man. It's kind of hard because they got so much music. It's really, really hard. I would say as far as album goes, Heart of War was my favorite.
Okay.
You know, East 99 Eternal is probably everybody's favorite.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, they some pretty creative guys. I think back in their time, they revolutionized a different type of rap style.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I think those guys should get more credit than they do, because I think they were the first group to ever integrate rapping and singing and making it a success.
Yeah.
Now everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
And they so I think so they created it. I still love their music. So, you know, I still give them credit. I actually seen, I was actually in the movie with Wishbone, actually. And it was kind of weird. One of my real close family members, he was a bodyguard for them. So they used to be across the street from me all the time. Their grandmother stayed down the street.
Did you meet
them? I didn't really shake their hand or nothing like that, so. You know, I didn't want to be like a creep like that. Like, hey, what's going on?
So you're not related to him and they're not your cousin?
Nah.
Because you know how it is.
Hey,
both my cousins.
No. They not that, man. I'm just a big fan of their music. So, you know, along with Jay-Z, I think that's a fan
yeah,
of
Jay-Z.
Everybody.
Yeah, Jay-Z, he is hot. Like, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Well, I was going to ask you, because when I met Nardo the first time, I asked him where he performed at, and he listed a whole bunch of places, and one of the places that rarely anybody from Cleveland performed at was House of Blues.
Mm-hmm.
And you had won a contest opening up for Rico Love, correct?
Yeah. It was the Heineken thing that they were doing 2 years ago. And it was a contest that 107.9 had going on. And, you know, they only picked 3 winners,
mm-hmm.
and I was one of the 3. So if you were one of the 3, you got to go on to the next round and actually perform at the, it was like some winner something, like what they just had.
Oh, like a the White Owl concert.
Yeah, White Owl concert. But back then, Rico Love came, Mac Wiles, I think that's his name, he was
mm-hmm.
there. And
yeah, I remember that show. Actually.
You know, it was a great experience for me because, you know, that was the biggest stage. And I'm like, man, I gotta see the moment because,
right.
you know, a lot of great people have been on this
right.
stage.
So when you do your performance, do you be ready? Do you be nervous? Like, it's your passion, so you just...
I would say I do be nervous. I think, you know, whenever you love something, no matter how long you do it, before you go out there, you're going to be nervous. I've played football since I was, you know, 9, but still before each game, I'm nervous until you actually get in front of people. And once, it's like from the back room to the stage, you like turn into a different person.
Right.
Like once you're on the stage, it's like, man, I got to let loose now. So now I'm comfortable. You know, so once you get on stage, I was comfortable. It was a lot of people there. Most people I've ever performed in front of, because it was packed at that time. So I had a few family members there. You know, some couldn't get in. For some reason, they wouldn't let them in. They actually wouldn't even let my mother in.
Really?
Yeah, they wouldn't let her in. So, you know, I was disappointed. But, you know, after that, she's seen a couple of my shows, and she's actually, like, my biggest...
support person.
Biggest fan. Like, before I came here, she was like, you know, I got these CDs with some beats on them. Like, you know, it's really cool to have, you know, support like that.
So is there any, besides the artists that we mentioned, that you look up to as growing up as a kid, is there any major artists in the industry now that... you would say, not look up to, but, you know, get your swag from?
You know, it's funny because I've been growing dreads forever. But, you know, since I wear these hats,
mm-hmm.
and now Future wear hats, like...
Right, they sold
your
style, baby. They sold your style.
But I've been a Future fan since 2010. So that was before he even got as big as he is now. So Future is a guy that, you know, I really like what he's doing. And also like Kendrick Lamar, I think he's an artist that he's doing something different with rap, because everything nowadays is all about trap and right. Everybody's not doing that. So, you know, I think he's making it known that you don't have to rap about trapping and seven drugs mm-hmm. to express everyday life, because everybody does seven drugs. So
I just wanted to get your, because you've opened up and you've performed at some really great classic venues here in Cleveland. You performed in large, so you've had that experience performing in front of a large audience, opening up for new artists and people who've been around for a while. What are your thoughts on the current state of hip hop music?
I think it's more of a melting pot of different people that didn't want to rap before. You know, I think it's pros and cons to it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the pro is with all the social media and outlets, it's a lot more accessible to become an artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you can create your own fan base without, you know, a label. You know,
you can be independent.
So it's much easier. But it's also a con to that, because everybody can do it.
Right.
You know, so it kind of hurts the mystique of rap, because, you know, there's some guys that speak on things that, you know, they don't necessarily do, but because rap seems like the easiest way to get a check and get some money,
mm-hmm.
they just say, you know, I'm going to wing it and see if I get a hit. And they kind of watered down the genre, but, you know, I respect it, because, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do to grind and get from where you at. So, you know, I just think hip-hop is still growing.
Mm-hmm.
It's still growing. You know, it can be bigger. You know, like rock is big. I think rock music and stuff like that is the biggest.
In country.
It's the biggest. So hip-hop is reaching, because I hear rap on ESPN.
Right.
And I hear Drake on football.
Oh, yeah.
You know, things and things like
well,
that.
Well, the Outback got his joint sold on what?
Yeah, man. He was on Madden.
Imagine,
I don't know. Actually, that's my guy. He's pretty cool.
That was my shit when he first came out. What's that song?
Yeah, right.
I used to be on the bar table like, hey.
Right, though. Yeah, he's still on producing and still doing some stuff, but I think there's from what I heard. I don't know.
I don't know that information.
I know he's still in the studio with people and stuff like mm-hmm. that. But speaking of Madden, that's the name of your single. obviously, now that we got to know a little bit more about you, you're playing football, but what was the concept for Madden?
One day I was sitting at home and, you know, a lot of football was on, and, you know, sometimes I just turn on the TV and flick through the channels. And that's how I actually come up with some of my songs. I would take things that I see and I would create them that way. And So I was just sitting back and I was thinking like, man, I actually have to make something that's catchy that people can actually, you know, grasp onto.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's mad, but how are we gonna, you know, create the concept
right.
of football inside of a song? So, you know, it was something that I was like, you know, it's a challenge for me. So I just, you know, I went along with it, and the way that it came out, I figured it might be pretty good, but
mm-hmm.
when it came out the way it did, I was happy for myself, because, you know, I spent time, like, really, you know, trying to make it the best I can, you know, without, you know, overdoing.
Gotcha. Well, go ahead and world premiere Madden to everybody out there, and then we'll play it, and then we'll come back and ask some more questions.
All right.
Go ahead, introduce your song.
Well, this is the world premiere of, my upcoming single, Madden, so I hope everybody enjoy it.
Darby, I see you over there, my neck. My niggas ballin' like it's John Madden. We pick it up and then we're right back at it. A win's a win because it's automatic. Them sucker niggas, they don't want no static. I swear my niggas ballin' from the beginning. My niggas ballin' to the very end. Yeah. My niggas ballin', you know we gon' get it. My niggas ballin', can I win? Living like giants, I gotta go win it again. For them capping niggas, turn the capping niggas just to get in. No, hit the 49 or 45 by the chin. Never let another see, they probably get under your skin. Unless you're talking to Washington. For them people that's walking in, you can see me inside a van. Kicking it with some lady friends. I won't brag on it, 5 to 10 like a flag on it. Fuck around, throw a rag on it. Up in Jacksonville, hit a jag on it. This here, make a swag on it. Jersey never had a tag on it. Big apple living on the island. You can call it jet lag, homie. In Ohio, where it's going down. Path of the Bengals and dog pounds. One win, then we're all in. Fuck it all in, so we all crown. Late night, drinking like a dolphin. Getting lit till I fall down. Got high, feeling like a falcon. Shit, I think I better calm down. Never be rushed with a whole line. Scoring no niggas a goal line. Give me the check, it's a gold mine. In no time, maybe gold mine. My niggas ballin' like it's John Madden. We pick it up and then we're right back at it. A win's a win because it's automatic. Them sucker niggas, they don't want no static. I swear my niggas ballin' from the beginning. My niggas ballin' to the very end. Yeah. My niggas ballin', you know we gon' get it. My niggas ballin', it's a lesson. Did you catch that? Or you still got bad reception? Living on the corner, I would always see an interception. Every day it was perception to perfection. Bench niggas if they never learn, hopefully they get the message. Get a grip like a face mask, bitches on my back like a horse collar. Understand we gotta win a day, then we play it off like it's no tomorrow. Shit, you be holding me all day. Wait at your flipping, they must be clipping. False flagging, man, you must be tripping. Backtrack, so you must be slipping. False start, never cross mine. Real niggas never cross line. End zone for a celebration. One shine, then we all shine. Hard work, cause we all grind. Living great like a hard time. 35 and I'm still 60. We never ever have to court time. My niggas ballin' like it's John Madden. We pick it up and then we're right back at it. A win's a win because it's automatic. Them sucker niggas, they don't want no static.
And we're back live. We are back live with our guest, Nardo. That was his single, Madden. So is this going to be on a project that you've got coming up? Mm-hmm. Was
the project?
Did you release it yet? The name?
No, the project is actually called GLOCK. It's an acronym, actually, for Great Lyrics or Cold Killer. It should be coming out sometime next year. It wasn't going to come out this year, but, you know, a couple plans changed with some of the music.
Right.
You know, I've created another sound, so, you know, I just want to perfect it to where I wanted it to be before I just release new things just to say I did it. So.
Gotcha. And tell us a little bit about Supreme Affiliate. Is that a group or is it
Actually, it started out as a group.
Okay.
It's a group containing my cousin, which is, you know, he's my producer, and one of our really close friends, Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been doing this for, I would say, maybe ever, really, since we was about 16.
Okay.
We got together.
So, like, you have your own producer, and it's a conglomerate of you guys.
Yeah, so, you know, Supreme Affiliates is just, you know, just a few guys that really love music.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just sticking it out together, so.
Gotcha. What do you feel separates yourself from other hip-hop artists?
Well, I would just say for me, I really try to, you know, stay in my own lane, you know, and just, you know, make music that I believe in, you know, just stay true to myself and, you know, just try to progress with each song and try to make each one sound different than the last. You know, some artists can really be in the same dormant stage. So, you know, I try not to be there and try to just progress as an artist as well as a person.
Right. You know, the music industry, and I asked this earlier of Charlene, the music industry is tough in general. What do you think it takes to succeed in the music industry?
I know the cliche is hard work. You do have to work hard. Not always the hardest workers make it. So, you know, you have to actually be an opportunist in the music industry because, you know, if you don't show your face a lot, if you don't be around the opportunities to meet different people, you know, you really won't make it no matter how hard you make songs or how much you record. If no one knows it exists, you won't get anywhere. So I just think you have to capitalize on the opportunities.
Is there anything that you feel maybe in the Ohio music scene that we're lacking?
Unity.
Darby, I see you over there, my nigga. Bob. Get up and then we're right back at it. A win's a win because it's automatic. Them sucker niggas, they don't want no static. I swear my niggas ballin' from the beginning. My niggas ballin' to the very end. Yeah. My niggas ballin', you know we gon' get it. My niggas ballin', can I win? Living like giants, I gotta go win it again. For them capping niggas, turn the capping niggas just to get in. No, hit the 49 or 45 by the chin. Never let another city probably get under your skin. Unless you're talking to Washington. For them people that's walking in, you can see me inside a van. Kicking it with some lady friends. I won't brag on it. 5 to 10 like a flag on it. Fuck around, throw a rag on it. Up in Jacksonville, in a jag on it. This here, make it swag on it. Jersey never had a tag on it. Big half of living on the island. You can call it jet lag, homie. In Ohio, where it's going down. Pack full of bangles and dog pounds. One win, then we're all in. Fuck it all in, so we all crown. Late night, drinking like a dolphin. Getting lit till I fall down. Got high, feeling like a falcon. Shit, I think I better calm down. Never be rushed with a whole line. Scoring on niggas a gold line. Give me the check, it's a gold mine. In no time, it be gold time. My niggas ballin' like it's John Madden. We pick it up and then we're right back at it. A win's a win because it's automatic. Them sucker niggas, they don't want no static. I swear my niggas ballin' from the beginning. My niggas ballin' to the very end. Yeah. My niggas ballin', you know we gon' get it. My niggas ballin', it's a lesson. Did you catch that? Or you still got bad reception? Living on the corner, I would always see an interception. Every day it was perception to perfection. Bench niggas if they never learn, hopefully they get the message. Get a grip like a face mask, bitches on my back like a horse collar. Understand we gotta win a day, then we play it off like it's no tomorrow. Shit, you be holding me all day. Wait at your flippin', they must be clippin'. Force flaggin', man, you must be trippin'. Backtrack, so you must be slippin'. Fast start, never cross mine. Real niggas never cross line. End zone for a celebration. One shine, then we all shine. Hard work, cause we all grind. Living great like a hard time. 35 and I'm still 60. We never ever have to call time. My niggas ballin' like it's John Madden. We pick it up and then we're right back at it. A win's a win because it's automatic. Them sucker niggas, they don't want no static.